Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is The Big Breakdown, a long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Now on to this. Two brothers from the same house, two sets of child S abuse allegations, one family with a decade-long documented history of managing harm quietly. Until the legal system finally catches them, Joseph Duggar's arrest and interstate extradition to Florida isn't just another chapter of the long-running scandal of the Duggars. It's a moment a lot of people are asking the question no one in that family's orbit apparently wanted to ask. How deep does this go? How many people knew, and is anyone with real investigative power finally going to find out? Joining me to discuss this case, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, and Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Guys, is this a case where more investigative power can be put into it at this point to dig deeper, to take a good close look at the digital devices of anyone in that house. I'd be really curious to see how deep we can get on this and how many other monsters we might find. Again, all conjecture. There's only been the two that have been charged. One's in prison. The other's being charged, innocent until proven guilty. We're talking interstate travel here at this point. He's going to be sent back to Florida. Does the FBI get involved at some point and start digging deeper than they've ever dug before on the Duggars?
Digging the Duggars.
Yeah.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was
dig the Duggars.
Dang it. Yeah. That is so funny. We almost said it simultaneously. You know what? There's, first of all, in any investigation, there's never a thing as too much investigation.
Uh-huh.
You can never dig deep enough. Even when you think you dig it all up, you can still find more. I'm a huge believer in that. So there's more there. This is one of those nasty cases.
Yeah.
So, Jen, I think one of the biggest challenges of this, because I'm with you, there's got to be more here. I mean, these are just two that bubbled to the surface, right? I don't think it took a whole lot of digging to get these two. And so, you know, where there's smoke, there's probably even more.
But will
fire.
They? I mean, what?
Well,
I
and guess, that's my and that's yeah, my okay. question. Yeah. You know, no, I'm with you, Tony. It's like, how do you penetrate the closed wall? Of this society to inspire people to feel safe enough to share that kind of information.
Well, you know, in a sense, and I'm not drawing a true analogy to this, but to your question, will they dig more? Look at the Adelsons. I understand two very different cases. All I'm saying about it is what it takes is a prosecutor.
Good prosecutor, yeah.
And if you have an aggressive prosecutor that wants to make sure everybody who was involved in something is brought to the surface, that's what it's going to take in this case. They got to have a prosecution team.
Yeah, really good point.
What kind of power do they have to dig beyond Joseph here? Obviously, Joseph and his wife, I mean, they've both been charged with different crimes here. And one's Arkansas charges, one's are Florida. One's are far more extreme. But what sort of power do they have to get at digital devices, to look beyond just those two? Can they get the digital devices of other family members, of other people within this orbit? And I guess, what are the bounds as to which they can look and who they can ask for those devices of? Do they have to be people who were living in the house of these two? Or if they find some interesting things on those devices that they link over to other folks, can they compel people to give them their devices there? Does that take, obviously a warrant of some sort? But I guess, how far can they dig without other charges against other people, or before they get to other charges against other people, if they ever get there?
Well, two things. First of all, the biggest thing here is the standard. And the standard here is only probable cause to be able to get a warrant, and really less than that for subpoenas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, so basically, you have a very low bar for investigative procedurally for them to get this type of information. The other thing is, there's a spider web effect when it comes to digital information, and it's going to lead to other people. It's whatever you want to say, birds of a feather.
Yeah,
you know, they're going to be drawn into the web. That's what I think. The web will spread, and it's just how aggressive their prosecution team is.
Yeah, I'm hopeful on that one too, Jen, because it, when you were saying that, it really made me think, all right, the spider web. So if you think about, again, Robin's thought experiment conjecture time, right? If you think about how closed off this society is and how insular they are, if one person learns one thing, it stays within that community. So if one nutter knows how to use the dark web and all these horrendous things for these horrendous images, that pattern of how they do that is going to be the thing that perpetuates. And so being able to see a pattern from where they got Joseph and Josh, Joshua, right?
Yeah.
You know, that same methodology they used was probably something they learned, maybe, you know, in a small little group. And so that kind of replicating patterns and seeing similar patterns is how I would definitely do it too, from that spiderweb mentality.
Is there a crime committed, if we're to look at their structure of the umbrellas of, they got the church and Gothard and God, you know, hanging out together, and then below that is the father, and then it's the mother, and then if you're under your umbrella, that's how you handle it. You bring your problems to the next person up on the umbrella, and they decide if they're going to go to the police or they're just going to handle it internally. And it seems most things get handled internally. Is it a crime if let's say a father had knowledge of these sort of things that were going on, and did not report it to the police. Like, if they're to start to go through the digital history, emails, texts, whatever, anything. And it turns out that, let's say, a father, again, this is all just complete conjecture. None of this has necessarily happened. But let's say they find some sort of email. Oh, okay, you found out you did this to this kid. You know, say your, you know, Hail Marys or whatever, and, you know, you're forgiven.
Oh, they sent you to work camp, remember?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, or you're going to go hang some drywall and, you know, mud and tape the S predator out of you. If they have the knowledge of the crimes and they don't report it, is that a crime in itself? Could that be prosecuted?
Yes. Two charges that just scream out to me are, one is failure to report.
Yep.
That's a violation. Child endangerment. Those are violations. So those just jump off the board to me. But to me, some of the other things to consider is there something even more egregious? Because I will say that typically people who are capable of sort of looking the other way, sometimes they become capable of much more.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going back to, and I'm thinking of Jim Bob when he was on the stand at Josh's. He was on the stand at a hearing prior to Josh's trial, and just claimed, you know, ignorance of, I don't remember. And then the judge eventually said, get out of my courtroom. You're not going to be a credible witness here. Goodbye. That's what I'm wondering about. I mean, I'm sure there are statute of limitations on certain things. And I look back on that and I'm go, why wasn't he ever prosecuted? I mean, I know he went with the I don't remember thing, and maybe there just wasn't a digital trail or something. And if he's publicly said he doesn't remember, but we've seen the interviews where he did know about what was going on with Josh and his own daughters. And according to their religion, he handled it and didn't report anything. They just dealt with it, you know, insularly within
their
community.
Don't stir the brethren. That's what they say. Don't stir up the brethren.
I don't know. I'm not accusing Jim Bob of knowing anything of what Joseph is up to. Joseph is a grown-ass adult, too. It's not their little kids living underneath his roof anymore. But I guess I'm just theoretically saying here, if let's say Joseph did come and talk to Dad about this, and Dad handled it internally, and they just had a conversation, and he didn't report it, I would wonder what could happen there. With the current day situation that's going on, where there may be digital evidence, there may be digital trails of conversations and knowledge that people have, and it being very much a crime to not report these sort of things, but it does follow their religion. Is there anything that saves them with it being their religion from them not reporting things out properly to prevent this sort of behavior where they think they're preventing it internally because of God?
No.
Good.
I mean, legally, no.
Yeah.
But again, and I hate to keep throwing this on the prosecution here, it really does come down to, because I tell you what, these agents, officers, whoever works these cases, we're always in there, man. We want the obvious guy. We want the low-hanging fruit guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then we want to get everybody in the web. I mean, these conversations are hilarious that you have with the prosecutors. It's like, yeah, but, and we always joked, at least I joked on our squad, God, he won't take anything but a whale in the bucket.
Right.
You know, he's got to have blah, 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 you know, and it's very frustrating as an investigator. So what do? You just keep digging and give them the well in the bucket if it's something, you know, you feel that it should be prosecuted.
They got a lot to work with on this one, I think, because if you just watch the special as well, especially how it looks like they handled Joshua's issue years ago with sending him to the work camp as his cure, which is back to headquarters. And everything you're seeing on here, there's also potential if they dig deep. Again, I love your point, Jen, on the prosecutor comes out to that. There's potential trafficking in here as well, potentially.
Do you think they should be concerned if they have anything bad going on that they're going to be discovered very shortly? Do you think that there is going to be a thorough FBI investigation into the Duggar family beyond just Joseph being triggered by this? Is that a likely road that they're going to be going down here soon?
When you look right now at the priorities in the Bureau, being human trafficking mm-hmm. is still up there. They would love to make a case beyond these two. So I think definitely that case agent that spent all this time, yeah, they, mm-hmm. they want to dig their teeth in.
Well, that's good news. I like that.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting, too, because they has again, they have such a closed society and a closed insular society. It'd also be curious what kind of language you're using for potential code for talking about these things, because they use a lot of that. Because they have their own special language for discussing things, for sharing things. I would think that, you know, you have people like these girls that have come out and talked about it, you know, could actually give a huge amount of insight. Because, again, I keep going back to the special in the book, and it's not even – that's literally the very tip of the iceberg of what we are seeing and things that were insinuated. It could go very deep.
It's going to be interesting. I hope to God it's isolated. I have a feeling it's not, but it's my conjecture. Who the hell knows?
Well, 2 of 19 in one family. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah.
Talk about odds.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
– odds, Robin.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's going to be telling. It's going to be very telling in the future to see what happens here. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, please do weigh in, and we'll continue our conversation right there. Jennifer Coffin, Daffer, retired FBI special agent, thank you for being with us. And Robin, of course, always, thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. And you guys, weigh in the comments on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue the conversation there. Until next time, for Robin, Todd, and Jen, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
One more case we're going to cover here today. The Duggars,
yeah,
counting the charges. We put a new podcast out today, too, by the way. If you want to just follow the Duggar saga, The Duggars, Counting the Charges, that's the graphic. You'll find it wherever you get podcasts. The Duggars' name was built on a very specific promise that a family rooted in faith, structure, and absolute moral authority was worth putting on television and holding up as a model. For years, it worked. Then the things started happening behind the scenes, and that image started to change. Children who were victims, parents who knew, a system designed to keep all of it quiet. Now another Duggar is facing criminal charges. His wife has been arrested, and the family's response from some quarters is that this is persecution. The one question nobody seems to answer, the one thing at the center of all of this, is whether anyone in that family ever actually chose the children first. That's a question I want to pose to you guys out there in the comments section. And you guys, please give us your questions as we work through this on Substack, YouTube, or wherever you're watching us. Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, is with us. Josh is in federal prison. Joseph is facing charges. Jim Bob knew what Josh did and handled it himself. Josh, no police, no real consequences until there was. Is there any world where he ever actually answers for that? Donna's asking that via Facebook. And if people are already confused because everybody's name starts with a J, Josh is the one from a couple years ago. He's the one who admitted to doing things with his sisters. His sisters have come out and said, yes, he did that to us. And then he got busted for material on his computer at his used car dealership. CSAM material that some local investigators here have said is some of the worst stuff they've ever seen involving yep. very young children. I mean, just disturbing as hell. And he cordoned off his hard drive so nobody could find it because he already had a tracker on it because people were already watching him. He's also had the Ashley Madison account. I mean, he's in prison now until like 2032. That's Josh. Joseph now charged with doing inappropriate things with what would have been at the time a 9-year-old and has since admitted to that, allegedly, with local police on the line. He's now being extradited back to Florida. So is there a world in which we go back in time to which Jim Bob ever faces any sort of consequences for not reporting Josh to police. Now that we've kind of defined the roles here.
I don't know. You know, it's going to come down to, as the great Bob Mata says, the prosecution. You know, do they have a prosecutor involved here, kind of like in the Adelson case, where we're just going to go down one domino at a time?
I think
there's a. I'm glad you started a whole podcast series on this because I think there's going to be more. How could there not be more? You have two in one family, all brought about because of a sect of a religion, this, what was it? NSP?
IDLP.
IDLP, which is really extreme. The curious charge, I'm curious whether this comes up, and this is what Jim Bob may or may not get involved with others, is trafficking. Because again, I'm just looking at the limited data we see. Mm-hmm. So Josh gets accused by his sisters, or sisters reported to the dad that they were abused by him when they were younger. Mm-hmm. The dad's solution, Jim Bob's solution, was not to inform law enforcement, but to handle it internally. This is what the church, this is their IDLP preaches. Mm-hmm. We handle it, you know, we don't rustle up the brethren or whatever the hell he calls it. And so their solution is send him to a work camp handled at IDLP headquarters.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's learning there. So again, it's just conjecture. So they kept everything as an organization in-house. You got a problem in-house. And so if you start moving people from one state to another state, that's a federal thing that'll take charge. And
yeah.
So I'm really curious, were they shuttling people back and forth? Because again, on the special, that was the Shiny Happy People, you have a few of the girls talking about how they were then abused at that headquarters once they're shuttled there by the head of the whole organization. What was his name again?
Yeah, not the Duggars, but yeah, there's accusations from other people who were victims, claiming they were victims as part of IBLP. Yes.
Right. So to me, we have a lot of potential for other cases, at least for investigation. Yeah. That's what we have, potential for a lot of investigation. That's a good way to put it.
And I think it's important to say, I'm not accusing Jim Bob of abusing his children or doing anything like that. What the crime here would be is being aware that, mm-hmm. that there's complicit. Abuse happening and not reporting it and not doing anything about it until he's eventually kind of forced to, because someone else's buddy who's in that doc said, you know, by your own, teachings here, by your own belief system here that you're running for Congress on and being all prim and proper and Jesus-y on, your son will be going to jail. In some cases, if you look at it even deeper, he'd be getting the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Because that is also part of what he, you know, campaigned on and believing is that, you know, people who do this to children should face death. I happen to agree with Jim Bob on that. And I've said before, well, looks like you got some problems with your kids. You might be having a few left. You might have to change that number back to 17 or something. But the thing is, that I think is a serious question, because even if he's not doing anything, and I'm not saying he had or did, he's never been charged with anything. So in no way am I saying that. I know you're not saying that either. But what we're saying is, okay, if you have knowledge of the crime, something this severe, and you are essentially by not reporting it, enabling it because it's happening repeatedly as a pattern, that's a crime.
Yeah, complicit.
That is a crime. I don't care what your religion says about it. I don't care what you feel about it. I don't care what you think is better. I can't just create my own, like, it's essentially like they create their own country, if you will, with their own sets of laws and rules, and it's all controlled by Gothard and God, and then mm-hmm. whoever else is in the umbrella that day. And I'm sorry, that's not how it works here in the U.S. You can't, like, kind of create your own judicial system.
Yeah, because just you're not religion, aware of the law doesn't mean you're not exempt from it.
There's no world where it's like, well, I'm supposed to go to court, but today I'm going to go to Lutheran court and the Lutherans are going to judge me because my religion says that their law is more important than the actual judicial law of the land. That's not how that works. In fact, actually, the Bible talks about the exact opposite. The Bible talks about give to Caesar what Caesar's. It talks about obeying the law of your land. So he's actually violating that too. But it's so amazing
amazing how folks like this, they get so wrapped up into their bullshit cult religion, can kind of just pick and choose what they like, when they like, and then apply it to whatever bullshit they want to do.
It, you know, kind of going back to your earlier theme on this, it was really kind of shocking to see how it all started and then how the shift from being kids as the number one thing and the focus. I mean, that's the whole premise of IDLP, is the quiver of arrows of children being mm-hmm. being the blessings from God. And all of a sudden, the biggest blessing in his life became what he's making off of TLC. And that took precedent over everything. And as anyone has children, that you have a great, healthy relationship with your kids, can you ever imagine in any lifespan ever having the conversations and the vitriol he was having with his second oldest, Jill, the oldest daughter, about how he was withholding money from her, about how he claimed to the IRS he's paying her all these, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that she mm-hmm. never got, and then guilting her into signing shit to sign it all away so he could keep using her as much as he wanted to, rationalizing his behavior of this is just a ministry. I mean, just it was so, as a father of a daughter, watching him, listening to him, and the thing, again, it's all according to Jill and her memoir.
Those are, yep.
Caveat it with that, about how he was treating his children with that kind of disrespect, and just focus of self. I mean, just watching him focus so hard on himself as the years went on was heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. And then to the eventual, you have one kid in prison and the others might be on his way there now.
I think it's going to be extremely telling, and I hope to God the FBI is, because obviously we got interstate things going on here with Joseph. They're looking at all the digital devices, at least from Joseph and Kendra. And here's the thing, that shit spiders out. So if we're mm-hmm. going to start to see, if there's text messages on there or anything, some sort of communication between Joseph and Jim Bob or anybody, insert anybody here, and there's knowledge of this that went on, there's more people going down.
I would think so, because first of all, you learn how to do this somewhere. So here's a great, well, it's a horrendous stat, but here's a good stat to know to understand how these things work. For every one child that you've seen that was trafficked in some way or their images were traded, there's 400 others that are on this network. And so if he learned this, being Joseph, he learned this somewhere. Maybe you learned it from Josh, but Josh learned it from somewhere. These two don't strike me as the type of individuals that would shut up and not share. These look like blabbers that will do anything they can to get off, to throw someone else under the bus. And who are they going to throw under the bus? Other people that taught them how to do this, where to do this. And so where do you think that's going to go back to?
I'm interested. And I'm not saying it's Jim Bob by any means.
I don't think it's the father. I don't think it is either. It's the organization.
And what I'm wondering is if even they are going to be surprised by what they find out. By where these boys got this. Or where this comes from. I don't know. I mean, I could... There is a window here where they could turn this around. The ones who did not do this but were so bamboozled and so drinking the Kool-Aid of their religion. Two of the girls have already done, two or three of the girls have already done this. They've already gotten out and they've already seen reality for reality's terms. The rest could do it. They could, if they really want to do something good, Jim Bob and Michelle and everybody, stand up and go, we were bamboozled too. We thought this was the way to raise children. We thought this was great. Turns out this is an abomination of the Bible. This is an abomination of Christianity and religion. And we fell for it. And unfortunately, a lot of people have too. And we're sorry we did. This is horrible. But let's expose it now. Let's bring the people to justice, because look how much it's damaged our family. Let's prevent this from happening to anybody else. Because I think there is a world where Michelle and Jim Bob are genuinely shocked by these things, and they can't figure out why it's happening, why there's this pattern going on with their kids. But they're so tempered down into the IBLP and their way of thinking, and they've dug themselves so far deep in that it's so unseeable, unfathomable to even get out. But I don't know if they're even capable of getting out mentally. But there's a window to do it. And I'd highly suggest doing it. Otherwise, I think the wrath of the evidence of reality is going to come down, and it's going to come down hard on a lot of people. I don't know who or where, but I would venture to say it's going to be more folks in this ecosystem that have been part of this way of thinking and this way of covering things up and handling everything privately.
Anytime you have an organization that is set up for secrecy, for not sharing information, and limiting and controlling contact between people, controlling what people does, and it's centered at the top with one individual. I mean, it's a pyramid scheme. I mean, where else did we see this happen to before, which kind of shocks you, is Kevin Franke, Ruby Franke's husband.
Yeah.
He was sold into all this crap that she was spewing too. You know, when these things become your identity, you know, like Jim Bob and Michelle, when you are so entrenched and this is your entire identity, is your IDLP faith and your religion, it can do no wrong because these doctrine that they set up and work from are non-correcting institutions. Yeah. They don't learn from past mistakes. They double down and say, well, it's the individual that made a mistake. The institution organization is fine. So that's what's happening here. They're saying Josh was bad, Joseph's bad, but the institution did no wrong. It's them. So they don't change the institution. They double down on it, and that's why there's going to be more.
Yeah, it's like it's the hamburger's fault for being overcooked. No, it's whoever cooked it. That's
because it's common to have 2 out of 19 turn like this.
Yeah, exactly. Totally common.
Oh my God,
your odds are that high. Yeah, it's
and it's not just you know, we're not talking something, you know, like didn't go to college or decided to become a plumber or follow in the father's footsteps. All the things that, you know, can become systemic inside families that follow in footsteps. But this is a rough one. This I've never seen, again, I've researched it. I don't think there's ever been another case where you had children sex abusers as siblings in the same family.
Yeah.
Look that up.
I don't know. I mean, it's somewhere. I'm sure there probably is. But to this level here, you know, that were marketed to the world as, you know, wholesome. And can I ask one more question? This is the most important. Why the hell does Joseph look like an adult version of the Gerber baby? You know, with the hair. I mean, it's like, what's going on here? Why? Anyway.
It's the innocent look of the religion. We're just children of God.
I think that's kind of, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love to hear them and give us your opinion. Press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our podcasts as we put them out. Be sure to check out Robin's book, It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever you get books right now. Go and check that out. All right. Until next time, for Robin and Todd, I'm Tony. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly. And I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino,
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.